rival, the London, Midland and Scottish Railway, and its chief mechanical engineer responded. On 17th of November 1936, Crewe North shed senior driver and Tom Clark took Princess Royal Class 462, number 6201 Princess Elizabeth, to Glasgow Central back to Euston in 5 hours 44 minutes 14 seconds, averaging a Glasgow to London non-stop run with a 240-ton load at an average speed of 69 miles per hour. The footplate crew were immediately feted as national heroes, and national newspapers ran front-page headlines proclaiming, "London to Glasgow under 6 hours, 401 miles non-stop." The public were loving it, every minute, every last word. Daredevil Clark was then asked to drive the first of Stanier's new streamlined Princess Coronation Class Pacifics, number 6220 Coronation, on a press trip on Tuesday the 29th of June 1937, preceding the launch of the new Coronation Scott express train. The return trip from Euston back to Crewe was made in 1 hour 59 minutes, and he reclaimed the British record with a top speed of 114 miles per hour, just south of the town. He made no attempt to adhere to the speed limit on the approach to Crewe, and the crockery in the dining car came crashing down before he slowed to 52 miles per hour. Shortly afterwards, he received the OBE. Secondly, the LNER had been closely watching events on the continent. Gresley rode on the Flying Hamburger, a streamlined two-car diesel-electric railcar set which entered service on Germany's Berlin to Hamburg line in 1933 and quickly became the fastest train in the world, its average speed of 77.4 miles per hour then considered astonishing. The death knell for steam was beginning to sound. The manufacturers were asked to design a Flying Hamburger for the LNER, but because of the heavier gradients on the East Coast mainline, they could not promise a speed higher than 63 miles per hour. Sir Ralph Wedgwood, chief general manager of the LNER, said that a new type of Pacific could go even faster, and after the company opted to stay with steam for the time being at least, Gresley designed the A4s. Nazi Germany was also thinking on similar lines, and the Borsig Locomotive Works built three Class 05 streamliners. Number 05002 seized the world steam record on the 11th of May 1936, when it reached 124.5 miles per hour with 197-ton train on the Berlin to Hamburg line. A lesser-known fact is that this train was a VIP special laid on for Nazi top brass by Deutsche Reichsbahn, whose officials feared that Hitler, with his support for the country's new autobahns, would favour road transport over rail, and thus wanted to show that the latter still had much to offer the Third Reich. On board were none other than Heinrich Himmler and his deputy, Reinhard Heydrich, who went on to use railways for a very different purpose. The key component in their master plan to transport millions of innocent people across occupied Europe to be murdered in death camps. The LNER wanted that world speed record back big time, and took it for keeps. On the 3rd of July 1938, recently built A4 number 4468 Mallard was taken to Wood Green Depot in London to Barkston South Junction, just north of Grantham, ostensibly for a series of braking tests. Once there, those on board the train were told the real reason for the train, an all-out attempt on the world steam speed record. Everyone was offered the choice of a taxi alternative to Peterborough Station if they did not want to travel on the train during the record attempt because of fears for their safety. They all refused. With Doncaster driver Joe Duddington, fireman Tommy Bray, and traction inspector Sam Jenkins on the footplate, the needle in the dynamo meter car recorded 126 miles per hour for a quarter of a mile at milepost 90 and a quarter between Little Bitham and Essendean. The world record was theirs.